This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
That's Swing, spelled S-W-I-N-J.
Hey, Seattle.
Ahoy! What does the draft sound?
We apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
Welcome into the club. Slightly long there with Joey. Yeah, I've been doing so good about the clock. You know, that damn Joey Harrington.
Dang.
I stuck.
Long-winded today. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, you can't shut him up.
No. He even said, he's like, God, we're going long.
He loves to hear himself.
So do you.
Joey. I was doing so good on the clock. I've made it a point today. Like, I even turned the clock to face myself.
Ha!
I don't want the Schnitzel Wolf getting in trouble for me being off the clock. So I said, you know what? Today, I'm going to be on the clock.
I appreciate
it. And for the most part, today, this, for us, this was on the clock. And then, you know, that damn Joey comes in. I mean it. That the theme song plays. That theme song gets me smiling. I just love a good theme song.
Yeah. Well, he starts it off. Waking up on Mondays. Like he's got it in a good tone. He's a musician. He knows what to do.
And I drank a six pack of hams last night.
Yeah, you did. I had a Miller High Life. No hams, but
nothing wrong with a good Miller High Life.
My fridge is not completely stocked unless I've got a 12 pack of those in there.
My boy likes a High Life.
I just need that to, like, you know, even if it's not like I don't plan on drinking, just like one to kind of ease off the evening a little bit.
Well, I told Eisman, my boy, when he started, he started hoisting some adult beverages.
Yeah.
And in my house, you're allowed to start a little earlier. Like, we don't, you know, I don't do 21, but my kids aren't drinking when they're like 12.
But that is legal. If you're in your own house with your parents, you can.
You know, and we would always travel for like Christmas. And so, you know, when you're in Mexico and Canada and different places, trust me, when you go to Bali, no one gives a rip. So as my son got a little older, I always told him, I said, you'll find your beer. And I said, maybe you'll be a fancy beer guy. Maybe you won't. But I'm like, you will find a beer. If you're an experienced barman, you will have a beer.
Absolutely.
And I was always intrigued by what he was going to pick.
Ooh, what did it end up being?
Because I, like, if growing up with me, you were in my house, like, I think his first beer, you're either going to get a Rainier or you're going to get a Coors.
Yeah.
That's what's in my house. And you'll get a smattering of other things from time to time. But
Coors Banquet, by the way, not light, right?
No, I'm not a
Coors. There is a difference.
Yeah, I'm not a Coors Light guy. Don't get me started on that. There's nothing worse than when I order a Coors and someone brings me a Coors Light. That's why you have to specifically ask for a Yellow Jacket or the Banquet.
Or the Banquet, yeah.
Because I've had that before where there will be a Coors Banquet sign up, and I'm like, can I have a Coors? And they bring me a Coors Light, and I'm like, that's not what I asked for.
I've been to so many places where they'll have a Miller High Life, like an old neon sign. I'll be like, can I have a High Life? We only have Miller Light. It's like, that's not what I'm asking for.
Yeah, again, and some people get all like, what's the difference? If I ordered a Coke and you brought me a Diet Coke, that's not the same thing.
Exactly.
So I was wondering what he was going to choose. So I was like, maybe you'll be a Rainier man. Maybe you'll be a Coors guy. Maybe you'll be your own. And I told him, you'll just know when you know. And I think it was like maybe his first or second year coming back from college. And he was so proud. It was like a real father-son bonding moment. It was like a Taster's Choice commercial.
Love it.
Yeah, he came in, and I don't remember if it was Thanksgiving or whatever. But he goes, hey, Dad. I was like, what? He's like, I got big news. And I was like, oh, man, what are we doing? So I thought maybe there was like, you know, yeah, you get a girlfriend or something happened at school, you get a job or whatever. And he's like, I picked my beer. And I was like, what? He's like, I picked my beer. And now I was like, pins and needles. This was like our signing day. I'm like, you're going to play at Oregon? You're going to play at Ohio State? Where are you going to go? And that son of a gun, he brought it out. He brought it with him. He brought in a tasty little six pack, and he brought in the High Life. And
there
I said, I'll
go.
Be damned.
Good for
he
you,
said, Dad, I'm a High Life man. I said, champagne and beer, son.
It is.
There's nothing wrong.
It's got that tinge of sweetness, but not too sweet. It's made in corn, and then it is so bubbly. Yeah. It is the champagne of beer.
Well, I was terrified. Someone says, like, I didn't want him to go, like, Keystone Light. Like, what if he showed up and he was a bush man? What if he showed up and was like, Dad, I'm into the bush?
Hey, I like ice beers there, Dad.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like,
like Natty Ice? No, you shouldn't even, like, you shouldn't even beer bong that.
But you know what? I was convinced, like, I raised my son right. I raised my son right, and I knew he wasn't going to disappoint me. But, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can go. And I when he told me that he was a High Life man, I'm not going to lie, I was proud. And I was a little more proud than if he had just gone with Coors or Rainier. Because I think that's the easy de facto, right?
High Life's not easy to find.
Well, if you're raised, like, in a Mariner household, chances are you're a Mariner fan, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you grew up being a Niner fan, so much of that is just your parents.
Yep.
And that's easy. To simply say, well, I'm a Rainier guy or I'm a Coors guy. I'm glad that he branched off and found his own. You know what? That's just it's one of those proud moments.
Well, sometimes it takes you till you're 22. I did not discover that I liked High Life until I was like 34. So kind of always on like the Schutz Mir Pond before that, but no, that is now a distant second to the Miller High Life.
I don't do any of that, guy. I know we're it's like sacrilegious to be in this part of the world, and I went to a brewery that will remain nameless the other day. I met with some clients. We met up for a beer.
Well, it wasn't Rogue. I know that.
No, it was not. apparently, some closed-down brewery has now become like a homeless dive.
Oh,
apparently,
I've heard
they've
that.
Taken it over. I forget which one it was. But I rolled into one of these places. I was meeting some people, and they were a little late, so I bellied up into the bar. And I ordered, I said, hey, can I bellied up and said, I'll grab a beer. And they got all the taps and whatnot. And she was like, what do you want? I said, give me your best dad beer. I was not familiar with their selection.
Yeah.
And she looked at me like I had two heads. She's like, dad beer? I said, your best drinkable light beer. And again, she was just like, oh, okay. She's like, well, what do you like to drink? And I was like, just like an easy drinking light lager, something or whatever. And she was like, okay. So I said, just pick whatever you got. What's your most popular one? She poured it for me. So, and this is like where it threw me off a little bit. So then I said, I said, my people are here, so what do I owe you? So I peeled off a 10, thinking I was solid there, 10 and a tip or whatever. They hit me with $9.50. $9.50 for a dad beer, and I was a little like, damn. It was like ballpark prices. And then I kind of felt like a cheap bastard because all I had was a 10. I was like, I want to tip more than 50 cents.
But
50 cents, but I was like, I peeled off the 10. I was like, you know, here, I was like, sorry, but I didn't want to do a 20 because I didn't want to deal with the change. But I was like, man, is that the going rate for a craft beer? Are we going $9.50 now for a draft craft beer? Is that normal?
Depends where you're at, man. I feel like you could still score $7 or $8 depending on where you are.
Well, that's kind of wild. I was expecting like $6.50, $7, you know, maybe $8, and then you're leaving a buck or two. I didn't expect the $9.50. It kind of threw me for a little bit of a loop.
That would hit me hard. I feel like that's more, I don't know, like I go to other states or even to Seattle, and I can still find a cheaper beer than that. Or so
weird. It's okay. It's nice beer. I got no problem with it. It's just, you know, I'm not in the craft beer market. Like, they don't charge me $9.50 for a High Life or a Draft Hams where I go to drink. So I was, you know, thrown off a little bit. All right, let's try to get back on the clock. When we come back, I've got conspiracy news. I have the worst situation to wake up from in the entire world. So we've got different places that we can poke around, and we'll keep you updated on some of the football and basketball scores going on. But it is the club, and we shall return right after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I enjoyed this. I like a good, clever ad scheme. And Columbia Sportswear is a great local company, by the way.
Yeah.
And I saw this.
I like them.
Yeah. And their new campaign is Expedition Impossible, which I kind of enjoy. And it kind of got me thinking. It's a really clever ad. Look it up. It's across all their social media platforms. And the premise is simple enough. And the first person to find the edge of the earth, it's for flat earthers, right?
Oh, God.
So the first person to find the edge of the earth and take a photo of it, the company will hand over everything owned by the company.
No way.
Yeah. So it's tongue-in-cheek. Now, they did say, Tim Boyle, who's the CEO, he's got all the ads or whatever, they did kind of do a funny thing in case anyone tried to get all funky and sue or whatever. It's actually a separate company they set up that has like $100,000 in assets.
Okay.
So in theory, if you know, you wonder if maybe the person that takes the best photo or whatever is going to get $100,000.
It sounds like a fun way to draw up some, you know, some attention for your company.
Sure, but it's
a tongue-in-cheek way.
Yeah, because it says you'll get everything that the company owns. He says the mannequins, the coffee machines, the snowshoes, the toboggans, office plants, even the taxidermy beaver in the cafeteria, all yours. And it's not Columbia Sportswear, but it's an LLC with assets valued at $100,000. So they didn't say that they're giving a $100,000 prize, but they've kind of set it up almost like a wink, wink, nod, nod to do that. And their whole thing is their gear is good enough to go anywhere, even made up places. But
so
I guess
can I generate like an AI pick and win this?
I don't know. Yeah, you can go on. Like I said, it's across all their social media platforms. But I guess so. I saw an interview with Tim Boyle and he said that like they get. And I'm sure Patagonia gets this and Filson and all the, you know, REI or whatever. But he said they get like nonstop, like bombardment with the flat earther stuff,
oh, Lord.
Which is how they came up with that. And it kind of got me thinking, like the idea of a flat earther to me seems like the dumbest thing possible. But then there's a whole group of people that believe in Bigfoot, right? There's a whole people believe in the moon landing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right, and then you get into the Kennedy stuff. And the Kennedy stuff, you might be a little more like, okay. So it got me thinking, is there any conspiracy theory? So we've got, what, Loch Ness, you got the moon landing, you got Kennedy, yeah. You got Flat Earth, you got the Bigfoot. None of these things have ever, like, if you're a flat earther, how many years of trying to prove your theory before you give up? Like, if you're a Bigfoot, like those Expedition Bigfoot people.
Yeah.
Like, that show's been running for, like, 20 years. Like, you watch that show religiously. Do you think they're finding Bigfoot? Or after 20 years, do you understand that they're all going to end the same and that they're not finding Bigfoot? Same thing with the Loch Ness Monster. And so I got me, it kind of started my brain. Is there a conspiracy theory that you actually believe in? Or what is the one that you actually think might be real? Because I was scanning my head, and outside of the Kennedy one, which I don't even know if that's a conspiracy theory anymore.
At this point,
I think most people believe.
It started out as one. And that's kind of, I think that's where I sit on the most believable one.
And that is true. It's like the idea that we killed our own president seems pretty far-fetched, and yet never say never, because now it's kind of widely accepted that, well, we killed our sitting president.
It's widely accepted that it wasn't a lone gunman. Let's put it that way.
And that more than likely, we had something to do with it.
There's a lot of unconfirmed reports from that day that the government will not actually talk about.
So right now we've got one. The Charlie Kirk one certainly is heating up, right? There was the Candace Owens. So she started that whole thing that we have that. Like, these things do pop up, and it really doesn't matter. Like, none of them ever get proved.
No.
Ever. And so, like, is there a limit to what you're willing to believe? And is there a certain type of person? Like, I was, like, racking my brain, and I don't think I've ever fully bought into any sort of real conspiracy. But if I don't buy into any conspiracy, is it the same thing to not believe in any conspiracy than it is to believe in all the conspiracies? Because I always think those people are a little kind of kooky, right? The people like the Joe Rogans of the world. Like, I've always said, for me, like, the Rogan camp has gone a little too much.
Yeah.
Because everything is, like, controlled by, you know, the dark evil masters.
The deep state, the Bilderberg group. Yeah, yeah.
And I can't.
It's a little far.
Yeah, I don't have any sort of bandwidth for any of that. But I was like, does that make me worse than those people? Is it worse to believe in most of that, or is it worse to believe in none of it? Because I don't have one single, outside of Kennedy, I don't have one single conspiracy theory that I buy into.
I think it's worse to believe in all of it, because if you say you believe in none of it, I think that's kind of the proverbial head in the sand attitude. And yes, that's not smart, but at the same time, having your head in the sand does protect you from some really stupid and possibly dangerous stuff. So
I kind of want to believe in some now, like the aliens one. Like, I'm coming around to the alien thing.
That's not a conspiracy theory, man.
Like, it's only a matter of time, right? Before, like someone stands up and, like, gives us the big press conference.
Well, we
like, that's coming, right?
We have confirmed sightings of, they don't call them UFOs even anymore, but, like, there is stuff out of this world that we have found and that, to my knowledge, we are in possession
of. But no one knows. That's my point. It's like, that can be a conspiracy theory. And it was for a long time, the whole Area 51 and all that. Is it real or not? But I guess that is one I believe in. Now that I think about it, the alien thing. I believe that we've got some alien crap.
Yep.
And I think it's only a matter of time before someone, I kind of thought it might have been this guy.
Mm.
Like, if someone was ever going to, like, if you hate the president, I get it. But you got to admit, if there's one dude that's going to open up the vault and be like, here it is, I think it would be that guy. If there's one dude that's, like, badass crazy enough to be like, yeah, we've got the alien stuff, we've had it for, like, 70 years, and we're not alone, and they've been, like, visiting us for a while, and, like, there's some, like, green, like, lizard people.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like it'd be him.
He said he would do that with the JFK stuff, and then that was redacted, and it wasn't even complete. So I want to believe you.
I kind of feel like that might be the one. I feel like I'm going to buy into one, I think it might be the alien thing.
All right.
And I don't know if that's a conspiracy theory anymore, if that's becoming like the Kennedy thing where it's just become widely accepted.
I think so. We've gone from, like, getting probed by aliens to now they just kind of understand that we're here and we're trying to figure out if we're ever going to be able to communicate with them.
But, like, the Bigfoot thing? If I would have a hard time, like, hanging out with someone that really believed in Bigfoot, otherwise I'd either have a hard time or it'd be, like, the coolest person ever.
See, that's one I want to believe in, Sook, but I can't. I really want that to be true, but there's just no effort.
Mermaids, Atlantis. Aquatic people would be kind of badass. Like, if you could have one that turned out to be true, the flat earth thing would be kind of crazy.
No.
Like, if it turned out we were, like, on a disc
That would screw all of our physics and science, and then all the things that we know, the you know, the law of gravity, relativity, like these theories, that none of that would make sense at that point. I'm not sure I could handle it, brother.
Maybe the aliens won, or maybe like it's got to be aliens, or like,
yeah,
or maybe like the history thing. Like, yeah, if we found out that we were the aliens, like the pyramids and stuff, something like that would actually be,
yeah,
I think that'd be kind of cool.
I agree.
If someone showed up and was like, yeah, by the way, like, this is the way it, like, really went down, like, this was our history, I'd be on board with that.
Right.
Just shaking everything to its core.
Yeah.
Just religion and the way everything we believe about society being torn down. But if you want to go looking for the end of the earth, apparently you can get $100,000 from Columbia Sportswear. So I don't know exactly what that entails, but you flat earthers out there, you know, it's a big opportunity.
There's going to be so many weird pictures sent in.
I've never met one. I don't know if I've ever met someone like in my day-to-day life that's like, that's a big, maybe I'm just not around the right people, but I don't think I've ever met anyone that's really a hardcore, I'm not going to say loony, but just alternative beliefs. I've never met someone.
No, like neither that. Have I.
I kind of want to. I kind of want to meet someone who seems like rational in every way, but then is like a flat earther.
Like, you idiot? What?
Like, where's Kyrie? Like, who is it? Tyler Hero that didn't believe in anything before 1950?
Yeah, I think something like that. Like,
although maybe I don't want to know. I don't want to know that. All right, when we come back, the scariest, and I mean this, the scariest place to wake up in the world comes to us from Thailand. Here, though, is the Schnitzel Wolf with an update. We were talking about conspiracy theories, and I don't know anyone. My buddy Shane immediately texted and said, dude, we did not go to the moon. See? That's another one. I think a lot of people like really hold on to that one.
That is that seems to be.
That's a popular one.
Yeah, like many people think we taped that in a studio and
the whole radiation belt. Like, I have a hard time believing that anyone believes in Bigfoot or the flat Earth. I understand that there are those people, but I still think that's you're doing a bit. Like, you just want to believe
like,
in something.
Like, are you really that stupid?
I can't,
you can't be.
There can't be some hillbilly dip-ass that really believes that he's going to go find Bigfoot. But I do, like, the moon landing one, yes. I think there are people that are very, very much convinced.
The 9/11 one got traction for a while before we kind of figured out, like, in the current world of the internet. Nah.
What's worse is you see, like, a YouTube video. And none of it's fact-checked, but you'll watch a 10-minute YouTube video, you're like, oh my God, and then you can see one that debunks every single piece of it. So,
it's really hard to believe what you see on the internet nowadays.
Yeah. You know what you can believe is you can go see Shane Gillis December 13th at Moda Center, and you listen Monday through Friday with Primetime with Isaac and Zook, a.k.a. me. You listen for a code word, and you text it in to 503-864-6FAN. That's 503-864-6326 during the club hour, which is now. So text Shane, S-H-A-N-E, not Swinge.
Good job.
Right now to 503-864-6FAN. That's 503-864-6326. And you will be entered for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Shane Gillis December 13th, 2025 at Moda Center. And you can head to 1051thefan.com for complete details. There you go. Shane Gillis, super funny.
Yeah.
All right. This is what I said. Scariest place to wake up on Earth, no question. And by the way, this story is absolutely bananas, and it makes me like wonder what the hell was going on. So this comes to us from Thailand. A Buddhist temple in the province of, I'm not going to try to pronounce it because I'm going to butcher it, but it's on the outskirts of Bangkok, posted a video on its Facebook page showing a woman lying in a white coffin in the back of a pickup truck.
Oh, no.
She was slightly moving her arms and head, leaving the temple staff bewildered. So, turns out that the temple's, like, general, like, manager told the Associated Press that a 65-year-old woman's brother drove her from his province to the temple to be cremated. Apparently, they have a free crematorium there. You bring out your dead, you can get her, get her cremated. But they said they heard a faint knocking coming from the coffin, and they said they were a bit surprised, so I asked him to open the coffin, and everyone got scared S-less. And he said, I saw her opening her eyes and slightly knocking on the side of the coffin. She must have been knocking for some time. Now, according to the temple manager, the brother said that his sister had been bedridden for about 2 years. When her health deteriorated, she became unresponsive and appeared to stop breathing for a couple days. So the brother's like, all right, well, you're dead. So he throws her in a coffin and he made a 500-mile, or I guess it was 500 kilometers, so 300-mile journey to a hospital in Bangkok. to which the women had previously desired her wishes to have her organs donated. So he gets in the hospital, and the hospital's like, well, I can't do it. You don't have a death certificate. And he's like, well, I don't want her. And the hospital's like, well, no, we can't take her without
not
a death certificate.
Works.
So he's like, okay. So he knows that the temple offers free cremation services.
Oh, no.
So he throws her back in the coffin, heads down to the crematorium, and they also said, well, we can't cremate her due to the lack of death certificate. So I guess he's getting into an argument with the temple manager about how to get the death certificate and all that. And while he was arguing about the death certificate, that's when the temple people heard the knocking on the coffin. And they were like, they were asking the brother, they're like, dude, not only do you not have a death certificate, but there's a knocking. They open it up. She's alive.
You don't have a dead body either.
Yeah.
Is there anything scarier? Like,
and by the way, the temple did say, so the temple took the lady,
yeah,
drove her back to the hospital, and the temple says they're going to cover all her medical expenses. And so we don't know, like, there was no update on the woman, but she's in hospital care.
Oh, my God.
And now I got to wonder, was this lady really dead, or was the brother tired of taking care of an old woman, and he just tried to throw her in her coffin and drop her off at the hospital and be like, you deal with her? Did he really think that no one would realize that she wasn't dead?
Yikes.
But imagine being a poor lady. Like, you're bedridden, you're sick, you pass out, you know, you're in some sort of fever dream, you wake up and you're in a coffin? And you're like knocking on the side and no one's helping you?
I think that is the most terrifying spot, to wake up inside of a dark, tiny place that you can't escape. Yeah, that's, I don't really, like, in the middle of like a lake or something, like on a waterbed maybe, but at least,
no, coffin.
At least you can get out of that.
Not only did you wake up in a coffin, you woke up in a coffin at a crematorium.
Oh, F that.
Like, you literally woke up as they were going to throw you in an oven.
I mean, are they used to that at the crematorium? Like, I feel like that would be scary for both parties involved, man.
Now, I do know, like, at morgues, bodies can, like, you expand, or you expel, like, gases.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got a little electrical twitch.
Yep.
So sometimes you can get, like, a, you know, you can
movement.
Get a little leg kick, you can get a movement, and you can get a, one of those sort of things.
It's like, what the?
But a knocking, and then, like, you open the coffin. Imagine the poor monk. Either you open a coffin, someone's like, dude, you take care of this for me? And you open it up, and the lady's, like, looking at you like, hey. She's, like, slightly waving her arm. She's like, oh,
I can't take care of this for you. My God.
I just got to wonder if that brother was, like, up into some nefarious crap. Or did he, like I said, did he really believe, was that his conspiracy that lady was dying?
I'm kind of buying into what you're selling here, Sook. Like, he just wanted to get rid of her, and this is the easiest way to do it.
Well, that was always, like, my late wife, unfortunately, that was always her greatest thing. She was like, you make sure I'm dead. She was always terrified that she was going to wake up like in a morgue.
Oh,
and I was like, honey, that's not a thing.
It is.
Apparently, it's a thing.
I feel like it's becoming more and more of a thing. And when you think of a morgue, Sook, you think of like procedures, cleanliness, rules. I don't know if you've seen some morgues that have just been like abandoned over the years, or the way that they store human bodies. It's not quite the normal endeavor that you think it is. People do some really bad, shady stuff.
Well, of course, you're around a bunch of dead people.
I'm not talking about that kind of
stuff. I don't care. Look, bottom line is this. If you're dealing with dead people on a day-to-day basis, you're doing weird crap.
You're a freak.
I refuse to believe that normal, sane people choose to, like, handle dead people for... I just don't buy it. I think eventually, like, you do weird stuff. I don't know how weird. I don't know how creepy it gets. But, like, if I met someone, you're like, oh, what does your husband do? And you said he's a mortician, I'd immediately be like, yeah, something's up.
How many toes do you have in a jar?
Yeah, just, it's...
God.
It's not right. Also, this one, someone said, yo, if the moon landing happened right now, I think there'd be a lot more people that would believe it was fake because of the AI.
Yeah.
That is true. Like, the alien thing, moon landing, water people, it might actually be harder to get people to believe in groundbreaking things now than ever before.
Yeah.
Like, if you saw a flying saucer on TV in 1972 or the moon landing, you're like, oh, it's real. But if you told me right now that there was concrete proof that, like, a hovering craft showed up over, like, Bangladesh, and like popped by and was like, hey, everybody, and like waved out the window and then took off, no one would believe it. Nobody.
I'm more conditioned now than I ever have before to just not believe things I see on social media or the internet or TV. I'm like, okay, is this real? Most stuff now is falling under the, this can't be real,
it's a
right?
valid part. I bet that's a valid point. I bet it's way easier to pull the wool over people's eyes today than it's ever been. Because you just, I mean, we're living in a society now. If you don't want something now, you just say it's not real.
That's true.
Hey, I saw aliens. No, it wasn't. It's not real. And there'll just be seeds of doubt. Again, see the flat earthers. It's just, it's with all the technology and smarts we have, people are getting dumber because you can't believe anything you see. You can believe, though, that when we come back, we put a bow on this Friday edition of Primetime right here on The Fan. Just getting ready to wrap it up here. Keep an eye on this one. The Blazers, 91-94. Hanging around the number one seed in the East, the Pistons, wouldn't that be something?
Man.
Beating Cleveland, Detroit back-to-back.
Cade Cunningham's really good, but tonight, Denny Avdija, just as good. 30 freaking points so far.
Denny's an all-star. I don't know if he makes it. I don't know if he, you know, obviously it's a crowded field. Dude, Denny is an all-star.
This year.
He's an all-star.
Okay. Yesterday I said he's not, but I will admit that he is playing like one this year.
Denny's an all-star. And then on the college scoreboard, James Madison and Troy, 17-14. So that's a dogfight. James Madison was like 21-point favorites, and Tulane is up on North Texas 24-7, and Boise State 28-14 at the half against UNLV. So it doesn't look like UNLV is going to make any noise, and then Tulane might be punching their ticket. Now, if James Madison loses, then...
Yeah.
And then maybe Duke. Maybe does Duke does have a path.
But we do know that the craziness will be decided by the next college football playoff rankings.
Yes.
When we are here
on Monday, all of this stuff will be settled. And if you're rooting for chaos, then you're rooting for Texas Tech. Because if BYU wins, then basically the field is set at that point. So.
I would rather BYU win. I want Texas Tech to go down, and I want Oregon to move up. So I guess technically I'm not rooting for chaos.
Well, we will all be back, in theory, barring some sort of evil illness taking us all over. We'll be back Monday, 3 to 7. Schnitzel Wolf, appreciate the yeoman's work.
Appreciate
everyone
you,
have a safe and hopefully a dry weekend, because apparently it's going to get wet. You've been listening to The Fan here at 105.1. Well, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.